The little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A second half hour of hour number one here on this Election Day Tuesday, November 4th. If you live in Sheboygan, Otsego, or Presque Isle counties, you need to go and vote no today on everything. Fed up, sick and tired of all this money, 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 money. They've got enough. They've got programs already running. They don't need any more of our taxpayer dollars. Sorry, we're done with you guys. It's over. It's over. Absolutely, it's over. Now, if you guys don't show up and vote, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. It's going to pass. Don't blame me when your property taxes go up next year. If you don't get out and vote no, it's your fault. And by the way, I don't know if you saw the obituary in the newspaper. Somebody else has died. Somebody else. You know, that person in your community, in your head, that you think does everything that you want to do, but they're going to do it for you. Somebody else has gone to the poll today and voted no. Somebody else is volunteer to do something for your church. Somebody else has texted Trucker Randy AX and got a petition sheet to collect 10 signatures to help put this on the ballot next year to eliminate, completely eliminate property taxes altogether. Let me ask you guys a very simple question. You know how the COPESD is asking you to pay just $1 per thousand of your taxable value of your home, your business, your property? You got $100,000 assessed value, it's only going to cost you $100 a year. If you didn't have to pay property taxes, Ask My Tax gets enough signatures to put it on the ballot next year, and it passes overwhelmingly. This thing is polling at like 80 to 85%. Independents, Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians. How do you feel if it was put on the ballot? How would you vote yes or no to eliminate, completely eliminate property taxes? Oh, hell yeah. Where do I sign? We get it on the ballot. You going to vote for it? You betcha. Put a sign in my yard. Okay, I got a very simple question. Fast forward to November 2026 election. This month of November, we're successful in collecting enough signatures to put it on the ballot. You vote to eliminate property taxes. 80 to 85% of the state of Michigan voters do so as well. Property taxes are history. No longer are you obligated to pay property taxes. Well, let me ask you this. How would you feel about that millage today? $100 per assessed value, taxable value of your property? your property is assessed for $100,000, you got to pay $100 a year. How do you feel about paying that COPESD millage now when you don't have to pay the property taxes? Is that something you would consider supporting? Is that something you think is worthwhile? Is that something you think you would definitely want to pay for? That's how this will operate post passage of X My Tax changing our state constitution in your little local township. You want to pay for pickleball courts, or you want to build a new fire station, or you want to build a new jail, which is on the ballot today here in Antrim County. By the way, I'm voting no on the new jail. We are paying enough taxes. I'm sorry. Figure it out. Take it out of your rainy day fund. Take it out of your CAFR funds. You don't need to tax us to pay for a new jail. I'm voting no. Now, if we weren't paying property taxes right now, you know what? I might vote for the jail today. But not with the amount of money we're paying in property taxes. No, absolutely not. Not one more dime of spending in this county, period. Not going to do it. But if we weren't paying property taxes, you know what? I might vote to build a new jail in Antrim County. But it's at the county level. This is something that would be done at the county level. So you understand what I'm saying? This eliminates property taxes. No more money goes to Lansing, and we get pennies on the dollars back in local revenue sharing. Those days are over. If you text me AX, and I send you Carla Wagner's phone number, you text her. I want to pick up a sheet, and I want to collect 10 signatures. I want to fill out the bottom as a circulator, and I'm willing to put it in an envelope, Carla, and mail it back to you. It's all you got to do, folks. We got 26 days to do it. 26 days to do it. And it's all up to you. Basically, it's up to me. It's up to every single person listening to my voice, hearing the commercials, hearing what we're saying, hearing what we're doing. And if you've already done your sheet, you know how simple it was. Do another one. Talk to your friends, your family. Ask them, have you done a sheet? Have you done a sheet? Have you done a sheet to eliminate property taxes? Well, if you haven't, all you got to do is text that trucker Randy. His phone number is 231-360-5140. Text him AX. He will send you Carla Wagner's phone number. The founder of AX My Tax, who, by the way, is running for governor. You can contact her directly. Send her a text. Send her a text and get it done. Because one thing you have to understand, this is up to you. Because somebody else, they died. Yep. Went to the funeral, heard everybody talk about a wonderful person that somebody else was. Anytime anything needed to be done, somebody else stepped up and did it. They were a great person. Their local community will miss them. Their school will miss them. Their church will miss them. Their office, their work, their place where they worked will miss them. Why? Because they are always, always, always stood up, volunteered, and did it. Anything that needed to be done, somebody else did it. Well, somebody else has died. And it's up to you. It's up to me. Now, one thing we've done is I took the time and produced a radio commercial. You've been hearing it on this station. Vicky chose not to charge Carla Wagner's organization, Ask My Techs, or the running of that commercial. We put it into what's called a public service announcement folder, which is a requirement of this station, something she has to do according to her per the FCC. She runs so many of these type of commercials throughout the year as a public service announcement. We don't have to charge. That's what she told me. So bottom line, folks, we're not making any money off that commercial. Not only did I take my time to write the script, have a professional voice it, put music behind it, and then turned it into a YouTube video of 30 seconds exactly, so it can be run as a TV ad as well. But we're raising money right now through a Give, Send, Go for a media campaign to put this on other radio stations and on TV the next week, the next 2 weeks. I got a meeting on Friday with a gentleman down in Clio. He owns a lot of businesses in Michigan. He's paying a heck of a lot of property taxes. He's writing a check to the media campaign. You're going to hear this on Steve Gruber's show. You're going to hear this on Theron's show in Ann Arbor, Wham Radio. And you may actually see it on TV if you live in southeastern Michigan. This is the final push. We've got basically 3 weeks and 5 days. And we can do this. We get enough signatures. We submit them to the Secretary of State. I'm sure they'll be challenged. But our percentage of good is quite high because you guys are trained and you know how to do petitions. Something that needs to be done. And as a result, we turn the signatures in and let's see if we get them on the ballot. And just so you know, this is something that Lansing, the Michigan Association of Counties, so many others are totally against because it takes their power away in Lansing and gives it back to us, the people, at the local county levels. Text me AX. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Was their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet? Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one here on this Election Day Tuesday. Again, if you live in Sheboygan, Otsego, and Presque Isle counties, you need to go and vote no on everything. No, 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 no. No more taxes. Fed up with you people. We're done. Robert in Sheboygan texting me, wondering how many listeners understand the effort you undertake daily to prepare for the show. Thank you prayerfully so much. Thank you, Robert. Greatly appreciate that. Basically, at night, before I go to bed, I check all the news sources. MERS News Service, Gangware, Lansing State Journal, Detroit News, Detroit Free Press, MLive. I look at all the stories. Then I go to the radio station's inbox, wchy.us at gmail.com is our email address. WCHY is our call letters. We're constant hits of yesteryear. .us is the radio station's website. We have a stream player. You can listen to the station there at gmail.com is the email address. WCHY.us at gmail.com. That email address has signed up for both Lansing's House Chamber and the Senate Chamber. Any bills that get sponsored get submitted to the clerk's office for the House clerk and the Senate clerk. They assign a number to it. They are told by the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, and when he brings the Senate Majority Leader, which committee to send the bills to for that chamber. They get assigned to a committee. I have links on my computer for every committee in Lansing, both in the House and the Senate. Government operations, that's where bills go to die. House appropriations, Veterans Affairs. All of the various committees that each chamber has, I get emails to the radio station, notification automatically, the House bill number, the Senate bill number, who the sponsor is, and which committee it gets assigned to, with a clickable link where I can read the 100-word synopsis paragraph. Basically, in 100 words or less, tells you what the bill's about. I read every single one of those emails every night before I go to bed. Any bill, any sponsor, House or Senate, and their committee, I'm made aware of it. Some of them, Dave Ijema used to have a steno pad next to his desk when he was the most conservative state representative in Lansing. You know, like a secretary, the old-fashioned stereotype secretary female, she'd walk into the boss's office for him to dictate a letter. She'd bring her steno pad, you know, the curly Q wired pad. Well, on the cover of Dave Ijema, he put in a big black magic marker, stupid ass bills. He flipped over the cover and he'd write the date and he'd write the bill number, who the sponsor was, and of course he was voting no. Why? Because he had a filter. Number one, is the bill constitutional? Per our state constitution, per a U.S. constitution, is the bill constitutional in Dave Ijema's opinion? Number two, is this something government should be doing? Or is this something the private sector should be doing? If this activity, this service that they're proposing the government do, would it be better done if a private sector company did it? Would this create a business opportunity for a business to be created to provide this service? If the answer was yes, it would be better for the private sector to do it as opposed to Lansing. Dave was off the bill. He's putting in his book, stupid ass bills. He was voting no. Third criteria, final one he taught me. Randy, if it had to increase taxes, fees, or impose any fines on the people, I'm off the bill. Constitutional, yes or no? Private sector versus government, does it have to increase taxes? If you can pull taxes instead of paying for this over here in that department and apply it to this, I might vote for it if the other two requirements are fulfilled. Do you know how many of those steno pads in the 6 years Dave Ijema was down in Lansing he went through? I think he told me he had like 10 or 15 of them. Single line, single spaced, both sides of the paper, front and back, 10, 12 of those pads the 6 years he was a state rep in Lansing. That's a lot of stupid ass bills. That's what he called them. Well, I read those every night before I go to bed, and then in the morning before the show, I get up and check the stories that caught my eye to see if they've been updated. Craig Marger, the Detroit News, Emily Lawler of MLive, Paul Egan of the Detroit Free Press, they're famous for putting a story out and then updating it later in the night or early in the morning. Sometimes the stories change a lot. Sometimes they change very little. That's what I do to prep for the show. And you're welcome. You don't have to do it.
Thank
I do
you for
it.
Listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com.